27th May of May 2017, and I'm Edie Swift, and I'm interviewing Sally Kelly at her home in Bundeena, New South Wales. We are going to talk about her shack in Bundeena. The interview will go into the local studies library of the Wollongong Library and the State Library of New South Wales. Now, if you'd like to tell me your grandparents' name and your parents' name.
My grandparents were Elsie and Bill Atkinson, and my parents are Warren and Deborah Atkinson.
Okay. And what I'd like to do is to, as you remember, you know, what happened with the shack, if you could just talk about what happened from the beginning and what were the changes in the community in the shack and also in the national park and any activities you had.
So initially the shack was built out of cardboard. It was packing containers. And that was for the first, I think, 2 years. And then they built a concrete slab and actually put all the fibro in place. And that was, mid-50s. And I remember going, it was a dirt road into Bundeena from the turnoff. It was, probably about 10 kilometres of dirt road. And it was, that was probably in the 70s, and then it was tarred. I lived there. I lived at the shack from 1974 to 1976 for 2 years. And, I was 2 years old. So my grandparents lived there. I had a great aunt that lived with us, and another great aunt and a great uncle and a cousin. We all lived at the shack together. There was a road out the front of the shack and a road out the back. There was roughly about 300 cabins at that time. And it was, quite a vibrant community. Pensioners lived in the shacks. People were even allowed to have pets. It wasn't until, I think, 74 when they actually made it into a national park and everyone had to get rid of their pets. So when we moved, I took everyone's cats home. We moved to Mascot in the city, and I took everyone's animals home with me because they had to get rid of them.
So what were your relatives doing for work?
They were traveling. They were traveling into Redfern daily to go to work, and they were also building another house, which we were intending to move into. So that's what they did.
Mm. And what was Bundeena like then for shops and things like that?
We didn't actually go into Bundeena very often. We often, because there was a bus that would come and take everybody to Engadine. That was where the shopping was done. I think there was maybe a corner store in Bundeena at the time and maybe a garage. I think the garage was there. We would definitely get a bus. It was like a community bus into Engadine.
Mm. And you were 2 years old. What do you remember doing there?
I don't really remember a lot at that time, but I remember I could go to anyone else's cabin. We were very free, and you knew everyone. Yeah, we knew everyone there.
And what year was that when you were two?
74.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what happened to the shack before that? What was being done?
Before that, it was a holiday house. Before that, it was just used during holidays. So my grandparents would go there for a month every summer. They would go for the whole of February, and then a great aunt and uncle would go for the whole of March. And then no one really used it during winter. My dad tells me that he would go down with all of his friends for weekends. Actually, my mum and dad had their engagement party there. It was used mainly in summertime. Oh no, actually, it was used for Firecracker Night. We used to have that in June, the long weekend. We all went down there in June for that. Before we lived in it, it was a holiday house. Yeah, that we'd go down to.
When was it first built?
It was built in 19. This is a rough. I think initially when it was made out of the packing containers, it was maybe 1950, and then that was knocked down and it was built into a more permanent shack, I think, a couple of years later.
And who did that?
My grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather did all of that. But he would have had help from his brother-in-laws. That was my grandmother's.
And where
brothers.
Was he working when he first
He worked
did
at a
that?
Place called McCarthy's, and McCarthy's was a hotel supplier. So they supplied hotels with bar runners, coasters, and that's where he worked.
And what was, where was it?
That was at Redfern.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where they originally lived.
Hmm.
They all lived at Redfern, and they worked in Redfern.
So as you grew older, what do you remember about the shacks and the people? And can you remember some people's names?
Yes, I do. Hmm. I remember Helen and Ruth. Ruth had a shack two doors up. She was an older lady, but she also lived near when my grandparents lived at Redfern. She lived near there too. So I had been to her house at Redfern as well. There was Herb, a man called Herb. I took his cat home, Teeny. I can't really remember anymore.
What would the community do when you were like 3, 4, and 5? As a group, is there community activities?
No, not really, not that I can remember, but they went shopping together. And I just remember they all walked around all day and went to each other's shacks and talked. Like everybody was always, you know, walking somewhere and talking to other people. And because the shacks were very close together, there wasn't a lot of privacy. And I remember there was communal washes, like big barrels where people did their washing, and they had, you know, those big stirring spoons that they would wash in. Yeah.
And so as you got older, what did you do for a refrigerator? What did you do for...
It was a gas fridge,
mm-hmm.
that we had, and a gas oven, gas lights. And everything, the shack was all in working order. There was everything there.
And we have a running toilet?
There was no toilet. Oh. So it was a communal toilet, but we had a shower, a bucket shower. So you'd fill it up with hot water, and there was a little nozzle, and you'd lift the bucket up with a rope. And yeah, there was a shower recess out the back, and you'd have a shower out there. But there was also communal showers that you could use.
And what happened at Christmas?
No, we never went. We would go. Oh no, I don't remember. I don't remember much about Christmas down there. I can't remember any Christmases. We didn't. As I got older, we didn't have Christmas down there. We used to have Christmas at home at Mascot.
And then you went down to the shack after.
Yes, mm-hmm. In January. We mm-hmm. always had 2 weeks of school holidays down there.
Did you? What activities did you do when you were a child?
We just swam. I had a bike. I had a bike down there. I had a surfboard. We used to go nipper pumping. We used to go prawning. We had a boat. Yeah, we had a boat at one time. A surf ski. That we used to have. Dad had that, and we used to go out on that. What else did we do? Yeah, we just all day we were busy. Doing those things. We didn't sit inside the shacks. We were always outside. always outside doing something.
So you had the refrigerator was up until what age was it? The old type?
Well, it was only so when I was, I would say probably about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, still the gas fridge worked, the gas lights worked, the gas oven worked. Everything was in working order, but we had a gas leak and we were told it would be very expensive to fix. So we took all the gas out. We thought it was getting dangerous.
And when you were a teenager, how did those years go? Were you still going down?
Yeah, I took all my friends there. My parents, they'd drop us down at Bonnievale and leave us overnight, like when I was about 15 or 16 with my friends. And we loved it. We loved it. And then they'd come and get us the next day. My grandparents, they used to go down like for the month of February, and I'd go down of a weekend and spend the weekend with them. I used it a lot as a teenager.
And then as you got, what was the community like when you were a teenager?
There was no one down there then.
Why did they leave?
Well, I think that was probably the older people had died and the shacks weren't being looked after. There was a lot of vandalism. It wasn't a popular place to go. The national park wasn't very popular then, not like it is now. There was a lot of derelict shacks and people weren't paying the rent, and the national parks were sometimes not pulling them down. They would just leave them all broken and with windows smashed and things like that.
So were you paying a rent all along to the national parks?
All along to the national parks, yeah.
And your grandparents too did
yes.
that?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Mm.
So were there big storms or anything outstanding that you remember?
No, but I'd been there through lots of storms, and it's amazing the shack. Like, I know, like, other homes that I've lived in, the roofs have caved in and windows have been smashed. That shack has never had any issues at all. Nothing.
What number is it?
19.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, number 19.
Uh-huh. And as you went into your 20s and 30s, what happened to it?
Well, no one went there anymore because my mum and dad got divorced, and my dad, he would go down, but as we got older, we stopped going. We were busy with work or doing our own thing, and it was probably about 15 years ago, a friend of mine and I decided to go down and just have a look at it and see what was happening. And we had a look and we said, we could probably do this up. Mm. And we did.
Mm.
So we fixed everything up again and mm-hmm. cleaned it all out and did a huge clean up. And then everybody started using it again. The family came back and, started using it. And it was 2 years ago now, we did another big renovation on the inside.
Are you allowed to do that?
You can do inside, not outside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can't touch the outside.
And so now, as you were in your early 20s and 30s, you didn't go.
No.
But then you started to go back.
Yeah, because I'd moved to Cronulla, and I used to catch the ferry over nearly every weekend then, and school holidays. I'm a school teacher, so I'd come for school holidays and stay there. And I invited too, because some of my friends that used to come when we were teenagers, I said to them to come back and, come down. And everyone who goes there loves it. Mm.
So then now what do you do down there? Who goes down there now?
Oh, well, the grandkids. All the grandkids go down there. We have Christmas there every year. My sister uses it. My brother uses it. Their children. So, I mean, I live in Bundina, but I still use it. We might go down and stay a night, or have a lunch there on a Sunday. Yeah.
So, what's it like now?
It's very popular now. It's very busy. Uh-huh. Not where the shacks are, but if you go on Christmas Day, you can't move. Mm. It's packed. New Year's Day, it's packed. But, I mean, at night when everybody goes, it's quiet. It's beautiful. And the camping ground was never there. Well, like it is now. Oh. It was completely different. You could camp, but it didn't have the spaces or you didn't pay like you do now.
What is the shack like now?
Inside, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. We've got a new floor. I've kept original things. I've kept the original table. It's got, so it sleeps, it still sleeps it still sleeps eight people comfortably. It has no fridge. It has no, no gas stove. And all the lights now are battery operated lights.
And what do you do for heat?
There's no heat. We wear beanies. Oh.
Well, you've certainly told me the whole history of the area. Mm. Do you know why the caravan park came about?
I think because of demand. That's what I think. I think people were looking for something in the national park and it is an ideal space. Bonnie Vale is ideal because it's surrounded by, you know, really calm, flat water. And, it's easy access, I think, for people from Sydney.
So do you want to say anything else before we conclude?
The actual area now is coming back. I think the sea life was really affected there for a while from overfishing and people coming and collecting too many pippies and hermit crabs. But I've been down there lately and I feel like it's coming back.
Mm. Is there people trying to do things there to conserve the
area? Yes, there's signs up everywhere and I think people are understanding that there's no need to take that away.
Can you have a garden there?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, the deer would eat it.
Oh.
the deer eat anything that's not native, so.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And would you donate this to the Wollongong City Library Local Studies?
Yes, I'd love to.
And also the State Library of New South Wales?
Yes, of course.
And would you allow it to be transcribed?
Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you.